Dreamscape presents The Bedlam Detective by Stephen Gallagher. Copyright 2012 by Stephen Gallagher. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Crown Publishers, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc. Read by Michael Page. It is no good casting out devils. They belong to us. We must accept them and be at peace with them. D.H. Lawrence, The Reality of Peace, 1917. The Southwest of England, September 5th, 1912. 1. Sebastian Becker's train had been standing in this little English rural stop for 15 minutes or more. When he looked out through his compartment's window, the view fogged and cleared, adding an illusion of movement as the locomotive's idling boiler vented its unused energies and a breeze drove the cloud vapor on down its flanks. Sebastian saw a landscape of field and hedgerow, hedgerow and west country field, all the way out to the blue, distant hills. There was a railway guard working his way down the platform toward them, stopping at each compartment to ask the same question. A glance around Sebastian's companions in first class showed strangers all. A fat man in tweeds, two clerical men, and a woman with a child. The child was about 8 years old and wore a sailor suit, much as Sebastian's own son once had. A pint-sized sailor on his way to the seaside. The plant